Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing, man? It's a wonderful day in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going worldwide here, worldwide. We want you to call in with your questions and comments at 347-215-9262. Mad Dads, Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. Today we're going to be talking about the value of our elders. I got my co-host with me, Gil Baggett. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
See, he did that like that because he almost lost one finger. You know, I would say it was a fishing accident, but it wasn't. It was an accident, and he's healing well. So thanks to your prayers and everybody for looking out for Brother Gil Baggett. Gil, we're going to be talking about the values of elders, and we got a special guest elder with us today. We're going to introduce her in just a few minutes, but Gil, I want to hear from you. What do the elders do for you, and how do you, at this point in your life, still value elders in your life?
Well, you know, my appreciation from elders really came through my grandparents, you know, on my mother's side. And because they was real nurturing, you know, they was all huggy feeling and stuff like that. There, you know, they wasn't well educated people and stuff because they were rural Mississippians, you know. But what they had, they knew how to share, and the fun that they did have, it generated from them being on the farm and them being gardeners and being hunters and being fishers and stuff like that. So those are the things that they passed on to us and stuff because they understood the value of family, you know. And today, I think my appreciation has grown through the conversations and the relationships I developed with senior citizens and stuff that have done things in their lives, have been in places, have been in the World War I, you know what I'm saying, participated in World War II and stuff like that, have been educators, have been musicians, been artists and stuff, you know. And when you're just thinking, you're looking at a picture and stuff and saying, they get to making you understand what's involved in the imagery and the projection they're trying to lay up in and let make you see in their artwork and stuff. And when you sit down and you have the conversation, because I'm a chess player, so when I go to the chess club, I usually play with senior citizens. And the reason I play with them because, see, they got moves that they didn't have for years, and they done cultivated these moves, and they know how to trick you and get you off into the game. So I've learned how to enrich my skills by their tutorage. So my appreciation for them goes so deep and stuff because I have so much respect for them, you know what I'm saying, because of the dignity in which their eyes look like. A lot of senior citizens that you see and stuff, you know, their bodies might not be allowing them to do the things that they want to do, but they're still that vibrant person in their minds, you know what I'm saying? They're still excitable, you know what I'm saying? They still derive pleasures and stuff from the same thing they've always done. It's just they just got another way of experiencing it.
Well, speaking about chess, you know, I just want to put it out there. I know it's kind of a sensitive, touchy subject for you, but my nephew claims that you didn't really beat him, and that even though you're his elder, he just wanted me to say publicly on radio, on air, that you still have not beat him. He's still the world champion.
Your nephew brought his daddy to meet me so they can beat up on me together. Your nephew photographed a game we done played, and they done sat there and they done schemed and derived and everything else. The man done took 3 weeks to move. So we not even going to talk about him anymore. I'm going to whoop him. I'm going to whoop him with his daddy right there. I'm going to whoop him with his daddy. I'm going to beat his daddy up.
You're going to beat his daddy up?
I'm going to beat his daddy up.
Okay, well, we got that recorded live, you know, on air. You can repeat this and go back.
And you know where I'm out hard to find. I'm at the water park all week.
All week. Okay. You heard it here live on Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. But the importance and value of our elders, we have a young lady with us today. She is our elder. And you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
Yes, my name is Regina Nichols, and I am an elder.
And you know, tell me, you know, a little bit about what did the elders instill in you and bring to you as you were growing up?
One is respect. Two is love.
So love and respect.
Yes.
And if you can just talk a little bit about what's missing today that you had coming up when you were coming up. From the elders.
Oh, it's so much. the respect for elders when I was coming up. We couldn't say the things like these young kids say of today. They curse in front of their elders. We would have got a whooping by the teacher. Then before we get home, our neighbors would have whooped us, and then we would have been scared to go home because our parents really would have got us. That's the way it was back then. The love and the care, it's like it's lost, or either it's thrown away or it's not being taught. Because when I came up, there was a lot of love and care that was shown throughout my years of coming up.
And so you feel like today we've lost that love and that respect when it comes to parenting and when it comes to nurturing our kids.
Yes.
How do you think we get that back?
Communicating with your kids, not only with your kids, communicate with your neighbors, communicate with others. You begin to talk about love, and you begin to talk about respect, and you begin to try to place it back. It is very badly needed today in this world, very badly needed.
So where'd you grow up?
I was born in Texas. At the age of 6, my mother and my father took me from Texas. And the rest of my years, I grew up in the city of Chicago, Illinois.
So you see, Gil likes that then, because he's from Chi-Town. He's from I think the project,
the West Side.
He's from the West Side.
Oh.
Were you from the West Side?
No, I'm from the South Side.
Oh, okay, so you South. Were you in the project though?
No, I was. My mother had bought a home.
Oh, okay, and so. So you're coming back, you've been in Minnesota how long?
I've been here now about 25 years.
Okay, and now we were talking yesterday, and you're a prayer intercessor.
Yes, I am.
Now, how did you get started doing that? What led you to that?
Actually, I believe it was my mother and my grandmother, because I used to, when I was little, my grandmother used to always pray over us. It was 8 of us, and she would always pray over us. And my mom used to do it. So it was getting to a habit of a thing of I started doing it only because I thought it was right.
Hey, but VJ.
I've always prayed.
But
always.
I mean, some of our listeners might not know what a prayer intercessor is.
Oh, okay. You want to tell them what a prayer intercessor is?
A prayer intercessor is a person, you don't have to be in church to pray all the time. You
uh-huh.
just stop and do it. You can. Do it in the morning when you get up. Do it in the evening. You can do it before you go to bed. You make time to pray to your maker, your creator, God, your father. This is something that I've been taught. I've been doing all my life. I like it. I more than like it. I love it because it gets me through the day.
Well, let's listen. Now, right now, Lou, let's say... We're worldwide here on this radio station.
Worldwide.
And so let's say there's some people right now saying, I could use some prayer. And could you just send an international prayer over the radio right now?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you in prayer. And we ask, Father. For those who don't understand what prayer is, Father, we ask you to reach out and give them understanding. Give them a sign. Send your angel to them, Father. Let someone walk up to them and explain it to them, Father. We pray for those who are listening and those who are not listening, Father. We pray that you reach out and that you touch their hearts, Father, in a way that man can't do it. But, Father, you know how to reach out and touch that heart. And we pray, Father, for those that are listening that are going through a rough time in their life. They're struggling. They're going through so much. They don't know which way to go, whether it's left or right. They don't know, Father. But we pray and ask, Father, that you send that angel out, Father, and you begin to guide them and show them this is the way you want them to go, Father. We pray and ask, Father, that you send somebody to them with your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we appreciate that. You know, hey, Gil, I just want to ask you a question, Gil Baggett. Elders, now that you're considered, I think you're considered an elder now. What does it feel like for you to be an elder now?
Well, I think I've got a more of a sense of conscious responsibility. You know, what I mean by conscious responsibility, all y'all out there, is that I've got to be responsible for the image that I project out there on the street. That, you know, now I know that I'm just not walking this earth, you know, invisible. That people are looks at me. People judge me by the things that come out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. People judge me by the behavior that I exhibit when I'm out in public. Children look up to me and stuff, you know what I'm saying, for that godfatherly advice and stuff, you know. I mean, got little bitty kids and stuff, you know what I'm saying, when they understand that I'm older than their father and I'm older than their mother, they're looking and expecting something different from me, you know. And that started to give me a sense of worthiness, you know. I'm starting to feel my life is more valuable right now. You know, I think I've got things inside of me that I want to share with people, that I want to give, you know, things that I might be able to pass on to someone younger than me. Some mistake that I'm seeing him going into. I think God has given me discernment of a vision now that I not only that I see just with carnal eyes, that I see with spiritual eyes now. You know, that I can foresee a mishap that's getting ready to come, and I might be able to put a word of intervention in there to just maybe just, you know, consciously stop him for that one moment. You know what I'm saying? For his mind to catch up with his behavior, you know what I'm saying? For him to let him stop and say, even if he disrespects me, because a lot of times when we check our young man today, you know, they bristle up at you, you know. Yeah. They want to let him push you away because, you know, darkness don't have nothing to do with light, you know. So when you bring that light to him and stuff, it's a shock to him because ain't nobody ever took time to let him and give them the truth or shed some light on some decision that he's going through, you know. Yeah. And when you do that and stuff, you know, it's a certain peace that comes inside of me, you know, that, you know, that I know, you know, we got to touch and change this, our community is one child at a time, you know, and we can just speak some word of empowerment into that child, for that child just to hesitate for 1 minute, you know, that makes me feel, you know, that the God has let me live this long, having gone through all the experiences that I've gone through, the trials and the tribulations, the failures and the tears and the pain and all that, the anguish and all that stuff, that he brought me to an age of maturity where I can understand and discern that stuff and I can push it back off into the community in a positive way.
Wow, that's really great, man, because think about it. A person used to be a drug addict, a drug dealer, gangbanger, gang member, all that. Now look at what you're doing as an elder. You know, as an elder, and there's, you know, that makes you want to sing a song. You sing?
No.
Okay, because it makes you want to sing one of them old. It makes you want to sing one of them. Yeah, yeah. It makes you want to sing one of them old songs like Jesus on the Main Line, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Tell Him on the Mountain. Or one of some of them old songs, them old hymns that we used to sing and really throw down and just really share the gospel. But I tell you, I'm proud of the elders that are sitting here today, and I'm proud of the fact that we have elders. And looks like, we got a caller on the line that has just said they want to talk. We're going to give you opportunity. 8529, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. This is Romerica Sims.
Hey,
I'm sitting here with Patrick Baggett, and we got some information that somebody was talking about what we could do to respect for seniors. Is that right? That we're talking about.
We're talking about our elders, and we want to hear anything our elders got to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not an elder.
Our theme was the value of our elders.
Oh, the value. Well,
yep.
For me, it's like this. You know, I look at back at my elders, if that's what we're talking about. You know, man, I got some elders that, you know, I still look up to. My granddad, he was my elder. He was my prime example in my life. Man was a farmer, you know, raised up out of slavery, deacon and superintendent of church up until the day he died. No alcohol, no drugs, full of respect, you know, honest living, 100%. And
wow.
I really miss him today. I really miss that man. That was my grandfather, George Sims.
Wow, Romerica, that's a beautiful. But you got a lot of his traits. I noticed that. You know, we just got to get you to be a deacon in the church, though.
Yeah. Okay. We can work on that. You know,
okay.
I think I was born with a lot of his traits, you know, but life kind of, you know, got me changed a little bit, you know, and I'm just playing catch up out here.
And that's all right. You're going to do that. Now I hear you with some elders out there.
I'm sitting here with Mr. Patrick Baggett right now. That's about it as far as the elder that we got around us right now.
Well, let's talk to Patrick Baggett. Let's talk to him.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, you listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. Hey, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm fabulous, sir. How about you?
Good. We're talking about the value of the elders, and so we wanted you to just talk a little bit about how important the elders have been to you in your life.
The elders is important not only in my life, but I think in all our lives that came after them. I mean, that's history. That's your heritage. And who better to get your history and your heritage from than your elderly people of America? I mean, you know, they let you know where we come from, you know. I mean, they got all the experience. I mean, you know, they're very important to society and to people in general of today, I think.
Well, I know you're right, and so I want to thank you guys. You've been listening to Patrick and Romericus Baggett. Well, only one's a Baggett. Romericus is somebody else. But you've been listening to them on Blog Talk, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, man. We thank you very much, and you're going to stay tuned in. We'll holler at you guys later, okay?
Yes, sir. Pleasure to be
all
on.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So that's the kind of stuff we want to talk about when it comes to elders and working with our elders and being involved with our elders. And one of the things that I've noticed is that we don't protect our elders the way we used to. There's a lot of I go to nursing homes, I go to hospitals, and I'm always amazed, even in the prisons, I'm always amazed that those people are alone. They die with their TV and their radio, and nobody comes to see them. What happened to that? We used to take care of our elders. Can you tell me what happened?
I don't understand. I don't understand. I think it's a lack of care, and the care went to where it gotten to be making money, financial thing.
Mm-hmm. So things got more important.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I remember my wife's mother used to help everybody, and she brought everybody together. She was the glue for the family. But when she went in the hospital, you know, I called everybody and said, let's take a day at a time, because I couldn't be there every day.
Yeah.
But I can't remember going to the hospital, and she told me, she said, don't try to organize them guys that comes to me, because they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
thought I was doing a good thing, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I was just said, I'll take Monday, you say Tuesday, you take, and that way somebody be there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, don't do that. And I never forget that. I thought, but every time they wanted some money, they came to you. And every time they needed something, they came to you. Why can't you be taken care of by them now? What happened, Gil, to the elders? What happened, man? What happened to us protecting our elders?
You know, VJ, you know, like, you know, all us sitting here, we came up to an age where they had romanticism, you know.
Yeah.
It was all about love. It was all about relationships. It was all about family. It was all about your children. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the picture, you know, I mean, like, when I had my first Christmas that I can really remember, you know, my grandmother, my grandfather, my father, my mother, my uncles, all my siblings, we were all together and stuff, you know what I'm saying? The table was already laced up and stuff. The little kid table was there. You know, we couldn't sit at the big table. You had to sit with your cousins, your nephews around these little tables. They done, you know, clinked off for us to eat at and stuff like this and stuff. It was that, you know, it was that whole atmosphere of love and stuff, you know what I'm saying? The sounds of the music and stuff like that, Nat King Cole and all that. You know, them people that I didn't even know and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But that
mm-hmm.
was the ambiance that was created when we was together and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? All my grandmother, she wanted to hug all the kids and all my aunties, my other old aunties and they sisters, they wanted to all feel on us and see how tall we was and mark us on the thing and stuff like this here and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So, and then when we left from Mississippi and came up to the city and stuff, you know, all our family was separated, you know? So then, you know, like, we never get to see grandmama no more. You hear her on the phone and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Mississippi phone sounds like you're hollering the bottom of the well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we was living on the south side then on 43rd Street, you know? And we was living around a bunch of strangers and stuff like that there. My mother was real protective and things and stuff, you know? So it was kind of thing of, like, you know, we all huddled on to each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only way we got to know our neighbors and stuff, really and stuff, you know, was that, what shift you was working on, you know what I'm saying? Because if you worked on the night shift, you took care of the people's kids that worked on the first shift and stuff, you know what I'm saying? All that started leaving, you know? Yeah. Then I got rebellious and stuff, you know what I'm saying? My old man got induced to alcohol and gambling and fast women and pretty cars because, you know, coming from Mississippi, that great migration and stuff, everybody was going for the American dream, you know what I'm saying, which was a car, some shark skin suit, you know what I'm saying, and a Barracuda coat with a Dobbs. So my old man, when he got a test of that and stuff, you know what I'm saying, he became a new person and stuff. Mm-hmm. His family didn't become important to him again, you know, anymore and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he didn't take us around our uncles and our cousins and our other friends and stuff like that and family members. He didn't do that. So when I came up and stuff, I started emulating how my father was dead us. You know what I'm saying? So the farther I got away, grandma wasn't even in the picture no more. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have no relationship, you know what I'm saying, developed strongly enough to make me have to take the interest of wanting to get to know them. You know what I'm saying? Someone older than myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I stopped on my uncles and stuff. So I think that, you know, that we have to get back to the traditional family values that we once had. You know what I'm saying? People used to think that was all lame and that was all crazy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that was the fabric that held us together. So I think we have to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? We have to get back to loving our women. We got to get back to putting love off into our music. You know, we got to, you know, like she said, we have to start bringing love. Has got to be the cure-all for our community because so much hate has been pushed off into the minds and into the souls of our children's value system.
That's right.
So we have to lay up here and just dig off into that and stuff, mm-hmm. and not only be just talking about this, but being about this, you know what I'm saying, grabbing them. Because, you know, kids snatch away from you now when you try to hug them.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
They, you know, they don't want you to hug them. I mean, even little bitty babies. You know what I'm saying?
They don't want that love because they're not used to it.
They're not used to it.
I got a call on the line for you. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. 6131, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
6131. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Good. We welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about the value of our elders today.
Uh-huh.
And you're on the radio live with Mad Dads. What's your top? What do you want to say about the value of elders today?
Well, the value of elder people, I believe that they have done good in their life, and I want to follow in their footsteps, and they've done pretty good through their whole entire life. And that's what I want to give to my child and have my child grow up to be a very good older person.
And what's your name?
Francis.
Francis, you calling from the streets with Mad Dads?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Francis. God bless you, and we'll talk to you. Remember, tune in. We record the show. You can listen in later. Francis, we love you, okay?
We love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. All right. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. That's right. That's live and emotional out on the streets
that's
doing
right.
our thing. I want to read something that I think is very critical. Barbara Graves was Earl Graves' wife, and this is what she died recently, and Earl Graves started Black Enterprise. He started this magazine, and this is what he had to say. It's only part of it. He says, "In addition to being a dedicated wife, mother, grandmother, you also became my most trusted and wisest business partner, advisor, critic, confidant, defender, and troubleshooter. The secret weapon who ensured the success of our family, our business. You are and always will be my life partner. There are not enough words available to me to pay even adequate tribute to all that you have done for me, all the meaning you brought to my life. On the many nights I came home exhausted, beaten, bloodied, and bruised from the daily battles of building a fledgling publishing company against all manner of obstacles and the most determined naysayers, you always raised my spirits, cleaned me up, sent me back into the fray. You created a safe place for me to strip off my armor, heal from the wounds of battle. regain my strength, and rebuild my faith in dreams and our vision of justice, empowerment, and opportunity for African Americans. Barbara, you have always provided me with a guiding sense of perspective and balance, one that helps to direct my life choices even to this day and forever. Your values and principles keep me on track. I will love you forever.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
Now, this is the lady behind the scenes of Black Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really seen her in this magazine. You never really heard about her.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the one that was at home when he got home and said, no, that's not a good idea, babe. See, every great man needs a great woman.
Mm-hmm.
And every great woman needs a great man.
Mm-hmm.
It goes hand in hand. There's no reason why you hear people say, I don't need no man, I don't need no woman, I don't need... You know, but we do need each other.
Yes.
We do need
yes.
each other. And,
yes.
you know, I mean, everybody needs somebody.
Yes.
Were you married?
Yes.
How many years?
Still am.
You're still married?
Yes.
How many years you been married?
22 years.
So, this is your second husband?
This is my first.
Oh, your first. Okay, so you like me. I didn't get married till later on in life. You know what I'm saying? I had to
mm-hmm.
check out the waters, make sure I picked the right one. You know how it goes.
Uh-huh.
So, but congratulations. I got
thank
17
you.
Years.
Oh.
You know, Gil tried it out and he had a little taste of it, but he's going to.
7 months.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he had it long enough to have almost have a baby. But I tell you something, it's been great having you on. You want to say any last words before we go off about elders? And why don't you tell them what you do here at Mad Dads real quick?
Oh, wow. I sit here and I, well, first, we're going to prayer. I appreciate that and I honor that because that is what gets us all through the day.
That's right.
Is God and keeping him lifted up. Before everything, I sit here and make phone calls all day, and I pray for some of the people who I talk to. No, I'm not familiar with them, and they're not familiar with me. But when I hear a problem, and I know, and I understand when you're telling me you don't have a way out, you're looking for a way out, and you're going through the hardest of life's trials and tribulations, I reach out to you by prayer.
Mm.
I reach out to you by prayer.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's a beautiful thing. Gil Beck, you want to say a few things before we go?
I just want to say that y'all know that the Senior Pride picnic is going to come.
It is.
I just want everybody, we want to just double the people we had out there last year.
Bring
last
it on.
Year we had a beautiful time.
Yes, we did.
I mean, we got shelter now. Ain't no sitting out in the sun. We got a beautiful, accessible location. We got good food. We got good cooks this year. And it's going to have a wonderful time, you know.
Wonderful
I just
time.
Want every senior citizen out there to believe that you're going to be safe, that you're going to be nurtured, you're going to be looked after, and we're going to pamper you. So come out and enjoy the festivities with us.
We're not going to put pampers on you.
No, we ain't put no pampers on you.
But
let's bring your age with you.
But we're gonna pamper you, though.
Now, BJ said that now, y'all.
Yeah, because Gil said he will. He
no,
will
I
take
didn't say
the,
that.
He will take the bathroom.
No.
You know, he will. Gil loves you. He'll help you out. You know, I just want to say thank you very much, you guys, for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Remember, we meet every Tuesday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 for our relationship group, our support group, and we do all that. And anytime you want to get with us, connect with us, 612-822-0802. That's 612-822-0802. You're listening to Mad Dads Radio, Blog Talk Radio, internationally, all over the world. I want to thank you so much for listening. And I can see, Sarita, you was listening, baby. You didn't get home. You didn't push that one. You didn't talk to us this time. But we'll talk to you later. Wait a minute. You know, we're not gone yet. Let's see if we can get Sarita on. Sarita, are you there? It looks like you're there. Sarita? Is that Sarita? 5270, who's that?
Hello?
Oh, how you doing? You're on Blog Talk Radio with us. Hello? Well, whoever that was, you're just listening in, and we're glad that you're listening in. Matter of fact, you're listening through the whole show.
and I tried to make you talk, and you didn't want to talk. Blog Talk Radio. Now, I'm trying to figure out now what happens here is that we have a little left over. For some reason, it goes a little bit over.
Yeah.
Because last time somebody said, y'all still talking. We can hear y'all. Well, Mom, guess what? You got 10 seconds. One more thing.
I love you. And I appreciate those for calling in. I appreciate those that had an ear that let him hear. I appreciate you, and I love you, and I pray for you.
All right, there we go. We just ended that.